Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He just has a different poise about him than most, and he's a rare competitor. There's no doubt about that. But in those moments, he is, if he was a basketball player, he'd want the last shot. As a ball player, he wants the ball in his hands to make the difference, and he makes great decisions with the football. And that takes real mindfulness. Sometimes the best play may be, hey, I got to throw this away. He uses his legs. But he is a rare competitor for us. But his poise in these tight moments really stands out to us.
There's no such thing in the NFL playoffs as the Conn Smythe Award. And it goes to the player who's like the best in the postseason run. But Jaden Daniels would be the front runner for that in the National Football League right now. He has been immaculate over these two games for Washington, specifically here. Just going back to Saturday night, utterly dynamite in a win when they needed him to be perfect. He was against the Detroit Lions. As we welcome you back to Grant and Danny, let's touch the people. How are you guys feeling? Can you believe that the thing that we've seen happen for other teams once every 10, 15, 20 years is now happening for Washington? Pierce in Chicago on the Odyssey app. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, buddy.
Doing well.
Good, man. I'm ecstatic, joyful, everything, man. Happy MLK Day. Happy Victory Monday. Woo! This is crazy. This is nuts. That was a great game. So happy for Terry and the boys. Been through hell and back. I was talking with one of my boys, Brandon, yesterday. $100 million in cap space. Destination for free agents that want to be here. So no matter how the season ends this season, the future's bright. And I don't think I've been able to say that in my 27 years on this planet about this franchise.
So bright.
Such an important backdrop to this whole thing.
So
now,
bright.
Again, there's no guarantee you can recreate this magic. Your schedule's tough next year. You could not win the game where you got a Hail Mary. You could not win a game where you caught a fortunate break, where Devontae Smith catches a pass that he's caught 1,000 times out of 1,000, and you lose the second game to Philadelphia. The point is, breaks could not go your way, even with better personnel and players. But the point is, there's a point. It's not just four games with your hair on fire with Todd Collins. Nothing sustainable about it. It's not just seven games, to end the season with a bunch of guys that aren't going to be on rosters the following year. This is the beginning of a sustainable build where you have a window now. You can be like the Ravens, the Bills, God willing, the Chiefs. But, you know, some of these teams where you're penciled in every year. Oh, they'll win double-digit games. Do they have home field throughout the postseason or not? That's the conversation you get to have now.
And ideally, you'll be able to have every year for many, many years moving forward, is that you got the elite quarterback, so you're going to probably win most times that you play.
Mm-hmm.
They've been searching for 30-plus years. I also love the idea of, he's right, this becomes a destination. People want to come here. Washington's been a part of the two best playoff games that have been played in terms of entertainment value.
Yep.
They're going to be on primetime at least five, if not six or seven times probably next year. They're going to live in the national TV 4 o'clock window, the primetime window. That is going to happen. So if you like 1 p.m. Sunday games, sorry about your luck. They are the it team that everybody wants to get their hands on right now. That's great for business for the Harris Ownership Group.
Yes, it is.
It's great for business for the NFL. But it also means players are going to want to come here, and we got to get ready to start watching a lot of night games against good
opponents. Adjust your schedules accordingly, yeah.
Next year. 800-636-1067. We're going to be weaving in and out of the calls. Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, Redskins legend, going to join the party in a moment. Tress Way is stopping by at 3:30. We are just jacked up for the locals. Danny, just like you and I predicted.
As we called.
We've been saying it all year long. NFC championship game or bust.
And we ain't busting.
I think when we looked at the roster, what we said was, How could these guys not get to the NFC Championship
right.
game? Alameda Zaccheaus? Championship.
Championship.
There's probably actually audio somewhere of you saying that after I announced that they signed him in free agency.
And it wasn't sarcastic. Just read the transcript.
No, yeah. The transcript.
The transcript plays well.
Tells the story. Percy Butler? Cleland Farrell? See you in Philly on January 26th. It is happening. It is real. This is not a mirage. Let's talk to Joe Theismann next.